This is an ABC 10 News update.
Good evening, I'm Derek Stahl in the ABC 10 News studio. There is now consistency on mask policies in local transit. MTS is joining other local transit agencies, scrapping mask requirements on its buses and trolleys. The agency is encouraging riders to continue wearing face coverings, but won't require it. The North County Transit District ended its mask requirements yesterday. This all comes after the Justice Department announced that it's appealing a judge's ruling that voided a federal mask mandate on planes, trains, and travel hubs. Tonight, a group of parents is demanding that the San Dieguito Union High School District Superintendent resign. This is happening during tonight's school board meeting. They're upset over comments recently made by Superintendent Dr. Cheryl James Ward. During a diversity, equity, and inclusion training session last week, James Ward made comments comparing the families of Asian students and Latino students. She later apologized for those comments. The public will have a chance to weigh in at tonight's meeting. Well, while construction on SDSU's Snapdragon Stadium continues, another university project just got underway. SDSU broke ground today on a 34-acre public river park. It's part of its Mission Valley campus, which voters approved in 2018. In total, SDSU Mission Valley will have 80 acres of parks and open spaces. While the park would be on the university's new campus, it's going to be welcome to all San Diegans. Construction on the river park is expected to be completed late next year. Let's check now on our weather. Melissa Macias in for Angelica Campos tonight, and we got a chance of rain in the forecast.
Yeah, we do. As we look ahead to the next couple of days for tomorrow, we're going to see mostly the 60s in our most populated area, with the best chance of rain come late Thursday into Friday.